Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, we were talking about it in our movie review on Friday, and it's certainly one that we are recommending. It is just an incredible story. In fact, I think it's one of those stories that if it wasn't true, you'd just think it's too far-fetched. About a man who refuses to fight in a war, written off as a coward, who ends up saving so many of his comrades and receiving his country's highest military honour. It's now an Oscar-nominated movie. It's called Hacksaw Ridge. It's very exciting because the character at the centre of this film is a man called Desmond Doss. And he was motivated by his faith and really just thinking of the model of Jesus, thinking about the love of neighbour, to make him make the decisions that he made. And he was a devout member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. In studio to give us a little bit of an understanding about who was this guy, we have Adam Keogh, who's a pastor at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Dublin. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Wendy, good morning.
Well, I imagine when you heard about the film coming out, it intrigued you to learn a little bit more about Desmond Doss. Who was he?
Yes, it certainly did. Well, Desmond Doss was a young man when he joined the army. And of course, he's become famous for being the first conscientious objector to receive the highest military award in America, the Medal of Honor.
So that is when I remember I heard Mel Gibson being interviewed about the film, and he said, you know what, some of the things in the real story, we couldn't even put all what actually happened in there, because people just wouldn't believe how this guy actually carried out his military service. So he refused to take up a gun, full stop, right?
That's right, yes. And throughout his military career, he refused to, you know, take up weapons. And obviously because of, you know, his faith, that was the main reason, at least, why he did it. But he never, ever even refused to touch a weapon right through when he was being encouraged to, or nearly forced to, by his commanders and things.
They must have thought he was mad.
Yes, they did. They thought he was mad at one stage, you know, or at many stages. They tried to bully him. His comrades tried to bully him into it. He got extra duties, latrine duties, various things. You know, his commanding officers tried to bully him into it, you know, for a number of years, even before he went to the Pacific and actually engaged in battle. You know, they tried to force him, but he just continued to say he would never touch a gun.
He stayed strong through that persecution, really.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and it's a good example to us, isn't it? That when we stand up for something, to stay strong.
To stay strong, I'm thinking of, you know, blessed are the persecuted. That, you know, I'm thinking of scripture and what Jesus said might happen in his name, because that really is what was motivating this guy, right? It was his faith.
Yes. In a sense, as I can understand the story, there's maybe two things that motivated him. Primarily, it was his faith, his pacifist faith. But he also grew up in a reasonably violent family as well. His father became quite violent as well. And one of the great stories that I heard about him was in his living room. His parents or his mum had a big picture, and that was the Ten Commandments on the picture. And he saw this picture about the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. It was Cain standing over Abel with a club. And he used to go, and the story goes, he used to go and stare at this and look at this picture of the Ten Commandments in his living room. And so despite the violence that was going on with his father, you know, in the home, that was partly maybe what motivated him, but it was adhering to what God had called him to. He understood God had called him to be as a Christian.
I suppose the complexity of his personality. Did he risk then, you mentioned earlier, Adam, just about how he was treated by commanders and fellow soldiers, but did he risk being imprisoned or court-martialed for how he had chosen to continue in the war?
Yeah, it seems so. In fact, there was one stage where one of his commanding officers up the chain had said that if he's not willing to carry a gun, he would be court-martialed. It seems that they knew that he couldn't be court-martialed for that, but they tried to, you know, bribe him into doing that by saying that to him. So he was under a massive amount of pressure, you know, to carry a gun, because, you know, who would want to go into battle with the guy at your side without a gun?
Well, you mean for himself and, as you say, for comrades around him, you kind of think it's a miracle that he survived.
Yes, a real miracle that he survived, and of course the battle that he's so famous for, you know, Hacksaw Ridge,
yep.
What the film's all about. It was a violent place. It was a bloody place. He wasn't just there, of course. He was in Guam and Leyte before he went there as well to Okinawa. But yeah, as someone who wasn't willing to shoot at the opposition and literally just was there to save people's lives, it was a miracle that he was in such danger, yet he survived for so long because so many people gave up their lives.
And then in terms of the turnaround, because he was vilified really, but now he is remembered as a hero. When did that change kind of happen in the attitude towards Desmond Doss?
Well, as far as I understand it, at least, it was when he went into battle, you know. Some of his comrades who had been making fun of him, who had been, you know, hurting him even, not necessarily physically but verbally, it was when he was able to go into the battle and did not turn when they were facing the enemy. And how, you know, the stories go that some of his comrades who did carry guns did run, but he continued to go time after time into battle to save people's lives.
That courage was
that
just incredible.
Amazing courage, yeah, that's right.
Oftentimes when we're looking at kind of based on a true story film, especially historical films, and people might argue, especially when there's a Christian theme to it, things can be misrepresented. Do you feel that Desmond Doss's life and his faith as being actively involved, a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, is it kind of an accurate depiction of who he was and his faith as well?
Well, I actually think it was quite accurate. As like you say, as films go, sometimes there can be a massive amount of distortion. But I actually felt that, you know, having looked at his story outside of what the film speaks of, that it was reasonable. You know, there are some things that are, you know, when he got married in the film, for example, he got married before he did in real life. So there are some kind of, Mel Gibson's changed some things, you know, for the storyline and the plot. But it's a reasonably good, accurate description, I think, of his life and his faith. It's amazing to see such a positive representation of someone staying close to their faith in the movies. Do you know, he's never shown in a bad light. It's always a very positive light that his faith is actually described in, which is great for Christians.
So it's a good film from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
Isn't it a film you'd recommend, Adam, for people to go and see?
Yeah, it is quite a violent film because at Hacksaw Ridge and what took place there was very, very bloody and horrible what went on. But it's a good film to go and see if you're a real hardcore cinema goer, maybe, and you know, you want to go see something like that. I went to see it because his story interested me so much. But it's a good film, and of course it's up for Oscars and things, so it's, you know, everybody
knows
it's good.
There's much more buzz around that from people who are just kind of listening to us talk about Desmond Doss. What do you think we can learn from his life?
Well, for me, the main thing he did was he stuck to his values. You know, and as Christians, we encounter opportunities and hardships every day where we can give up on our values or we can stick beside our values in the workplace, in school, wherever it is, you know. And so for me, that's the overarching meta-narrative or the theme of the whole thing, you know, that I can learn and that we can learn. What we believe, we stick to it, you know, we stay close to our faith, we stay close to God. You know, Desmond Doss took his Bible wherever he went. In fact, at the end of the story, and it's true, and it happened in real life, he was being carried off on a litter when he was eventually hurt. And he asked some of the soldiers to go back and find his Bible, because even in the middle of battle, he carried his Bible with him. And again, that's a lesson for us, carrying the word of God in our hearts or wherever we go.
Well, he certainly has an incredible story. If you've just joined me, I've been talking to Adam Coe, who's a pastor at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Dublin. He's been talking to me about the life and faith of Desmond Doss, of course, and his life is depicted in the new film Hacksaw Ridge. Adam, thanks so much for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning.
You're welcome, Wendy.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.